11회 실전 모의고사 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
The food was delicious, Mrs. Taylor. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm glad you liked it. Would you care for some dessert?
I'm actually quite full, but why not?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, I'd like to return this if possible.
Hello, ma'am. What seems to be the problem with this item?
There's nothing wrong with it, actually, but my husband already bought me a similar one.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Who do you think is the greatest president who ever lived in the U.S.? If you don't have an idea yet, this field trip may give you the precious opportunity to think about it. If you visit Mount Rushmore this Friday with us, you'll see Theodore Roosevelt's face on the rock. He surely was one of the most respectable American presidents. Through the contact of the historical figure, you'll have a chance to experience what you have read in the classroom. In order to be successful readers, students need to relate what they read to what they've experienced. So, it is necessary for all of you to attend this field trip. As we notify, we'll leave at 7 a.m. this Friday. I hope you will not miss this real out-of-classroom chance to motivate you to become a great person like Roosevelt.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Gina, yesterday I had an embarrassing experience.
Really? What happened?
When I was walking down on the street, a student greeted me with a bright smile. However, I didn't remember her name.
Oh, then what did you do?
I wanted to call her by her name, but I couldn't. Although her face was familiar to me, the name was on the tip of my tongue.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I tried to make a memo if possible, but it didn't help to improve my memory.
I understand how you feel. I also had a similar experience like that.
Then what would you do? Did you try to avoid meeting her on purpose?
Of course not. I would rather confess to the student that I forgot her name.
Oh, really? Was it okay for her?
Sure. You should remember that honesty is the best policy.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Miss Jones.
Good morning, Mr. Mason. Can I see Mr. Anderson?
I'm sorry, he is having a meeting. Can I help you with something?
I wrote the book Bright Sunshine.
Yes, I know. Mr. Anderson and I edited your work. During the process, I was impressed by your writing.
Thank you, but unfortunately, I found some editorial errors in my book.
Really? I'm sorry to hear that.
There are some typos on the page I checked. Here it is.
Oops. We should have checked it more carefully. As soon as the meeting is over, I'll discuss this problem with Mr. Anderson.
I want my readers to enjoy the book without errors.
Of course. I do too. We will deal with it properly.
Thank you.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Sarah, this picture looks interesting.
Yes, Dad. I took this picture during the break just for fun.
Can you introduce your friends in this picture?
Of course. The girl looking at the mirror is Julia. Her nickname is Mirror Princess.
Interesting. Beside her, there is a girl sitting on the desk talking to her.
Yes. She is Julia's best friend, Pamela. She's very humorous.
Oh, who is the boy erasing the blackboard?
He is our class president, Thomas. He is a good student and everybody likes him.
Oh, I know the girl sitting on the chair. She is talking on her cell phone. She is your best friend, Lisa, isn't she?
Right, Dad. I like hanging out with her.
I notice a boy behind her eating snacks. Who is he?
He is Russell. He likes to eat everywhere he goes.
All of you seem to be having a great time there.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Diana, did you get my message about Mrs. Jackson's retirement party?
Yes, I just read it.
What do you think about the time and the place?
They are almost perfect. All of our colleagues will like it.
Do you think that the restaurant is big enough to hold the party?
I think so. And the food they provide is really delicious, although the price is a little bit expensive.
Don't worry about the price. Diana, could you do me a favor?
Sure. What is it?
I've done everything except inviting people.
Oh, do you want me to post a notice on the bulletin board?
How about sending invitation cards to people rather than posting a notice?
I got it. I'll do that.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자가 이사를 고려하는 이유를 고르시오.
Henry, how's your new house?
Not bad. As you know, my new place is near school.
Right, very near. Also, I like the spacious parking lot.
Actually, the parking lot is very big.
Well, do you get along well with your neighbors?
Most of my neighbors are kind, and we often visit each other for coffee.
Oh, really? You have fantastic neighbors.
Not really. Actually, I don't get along well with one neighbor. He's learning to play the drums.
Oh, he must be very noisy.
You bet. He is really loud and it drives me crazy. I'm even considering moving to another place again.
Oh dear. Think twice before deciding on that.
9번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a pajama set for my daughter.
How about this one? It's trendy these days.
Oh, the one with Snoopy is really cute. How much is it?
It was originally $40, but it's on sale now. You can buy it for $30.
Sounds good. Is there anything else that matches the clothes?
How about a pillow or a hairband with a similar design?
Good. How much are they?
The pillow is $25 and the other is $15.
I think we already have a similar pillow. Well, if she wears it, it'll be convenient for her to wash her face. I'll buy it.
Okay. Let me wrap both of them soon. Just a moment.
10번 대화를 듣고 5번 퍼블릭 라이브러리에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Welcome to Auburn Public Library. May I help you?
Hello. I want to check out these books.
Sorry, but you can only take out up to 5 books at a time, and the reference books can't be checked out.
Oh, I didn't know that. Then I want to borrow these 5 books.
All right.
How long can I check them out?
For 2 weeks. The overdue fine is 25 cents a day. Can I see your library card?
A library card? What is that?
Oh, are you a stranger here?
Yes, we moved in here last week.
To borrow books, you must be issued a library card in advance. You can get one at the information desk now.
I see. I'll be right back with it.
11번 DS 마들 UN 어셈블리에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to tell you about DS Model UN Assembly. This competition will be a wonderful experience for future diplomats and will be held in the auditorium at the last Friday in September. This year's topic is the role of education in society, and many contestants are applying for participation. We are also looking for contestants to represent French-speaking countries. Participants have to submit their application by email no later than September 15, and there will be interviews on September 20. This year's Model UN Assembly is sponsored by our Alumni Association, as it did last year. For more information, visit our website. Thank you in advance for your participation.
(12) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구경할 아파트를 고르시오.
Hello, Paul Real Estate Agency. How may I help you?
Hello. I'm calling about the apartments you advertised in a newspaper.
Yes. What kind of apartment are you interested in?
I want an apartment with more than one bedroom.
I see. What is the price range you are considering?
I can afford up to $600 per month. Do you have anything available?
Sure. How about the apartment with a free parking lot?
Oh, I don't need it because I don't have a car. But is there an apartment with a swimming pool?
Yes, there is one apartment suitable for you.
Good. My name is Julia Anderson. Can I see the apartment tomorrow?
Of course. I'll show it to you then.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Adam, you seem to be in a good mood today. What's going on?
Lynn finally agreed to go on a date with me.
Good for you, Adam. You must be expecting to see her.
Right. I'm looking forward to seeing her.
What will you do on the date?
It's not fixed yet, but I'm taking her to a movie, and afterward we'll go out for dinner.
Sounds good. Which restaurant do you have in mind?
That's the problem I have. I can't decide where to eat.
Have you ever been to Heather Kitchen on Fifth Avenue?
Not yet. Is it a good place to eat in with a date?
Yes. I'm sure Lynn will like the place. If you want, I'll let you know its phone number.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, David. Fancy meeting you here.
Oh, Grace. Hi.
I'm just thinking of calling you. It's good to see you here.
What's up?
Are you busy these days? How are you doing?
A little busy, but nothing special.
Will you be at home this evening, David?
I'm working late. I don't expect to be home until 9.
Oh, I see. What about tomorrow? Are you free for lunch?
No, Grace. I'm afraid I'll be meeting clients during lunchtime.
Then what about this weekend?
I think I will have to stay at home all weekends and catch up on some work.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 린다가 아버지에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Linda is a high school student who is very interested in language, especially Chinese. She enjoys reading books about China and is learning Chinese on her own. She even won second place in the foreign language speech contest, and she is now preparing for other contests. Her homeroom teacher, Mr. Williams, is proud of her talent about language and advises her to major in foreign language in university. Linda also wants to study Chinese more, but she's worried because her father wants her to become a lawyer. When she asks Mr. Williams for advice, he says she had better tell her father candidly about what she wants. She is encouraged by his words and decides to talk to her father. In this situation, what would Linda most likely say to her father?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Eva Taylor, in charge of music education in our high school. Last time, we talked about the types of music popular among teenagers. Today, I'd like to tell you a few things about the effect of music on memory. Most studies show that classical music has a definite impact on memory and attention, even though actual improvements in test scores are individual and can't be predicted accurately. New research suggests that regularly playing instruments such as piano or guitar changes the shape and power of the brain and may be used in therapy to improve cognitive skills. Also, learning to play the flute improves your ability to listen. Playing the flute forces you to listen very carefully to multiple things at once, leading to memory improvement. Playing the saxophone is widely known to improve concentration as well as lung capacity. As such, music is one of the few elements we can actually manipulate in order to create more robust memories. Why not take the challenge and play one of them?
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I'm Eva Taylor, in charge of music education in our high school. Last time, we talked about the types of music popular among teenagers. Today, I'd like to tell you a few things about the effect of music on memory. Most studies show that classical music has a definite impact on memory and attention, even though actual improvements in test scores are individual and can't be predicted accurately. New research suggests that regularly playing instruments such as piano or guitar changes the shape and power of the brain and may be used in therapy to improve cognitive skills. Also, learning to play the flute improves your ability to listen. Playing the flute forces you to listen very carefully to multiple things at once, leading to memory improvement. Playing the saxophone is widely known to improve concentration as well as lung capacity. As such, music is one of the few elements we can actually manipulate in order to create more robust memories. Why not take the challenge and play one of them?
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 악기가 아닌 것은?